Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Yalaris, Mapri, and Keela have decided that they no longer wish to become pawns. They want to take their own destiny into their own hands. And so they plan to steal back Keela's bagpipes. Will they be able to get them, or will Queen Urfania stop them? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaring Horn, our half-elven wizard witch.
You're like, oh no, what are they doing?
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard scald.
Throw myself into the hedges.
Bianca Zelda as May Pri, our lovable tiefling barbarian.
We start sneaky and then we end punchy.
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. Hello.
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 Hi.
It's the season two finale.
Mm. That's like, I'm pretty excited.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're at season two, y'all. What? This is the close. Did you ever think you'd be doing this for this long when
we first started? I mean, I was surprised when we hit the conclusion of season one. So to make it this far does exceed my own personal expectations.
This is my longest ongoing campaign.
Oh, same.
Me too.
1000%. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
We've been doing this since 2017.
I was so young then, right?
We were but babes.
So innocent.
But babes in the woods.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah. So that's like 3 years. That's a lot. That's a long game.
That is.
And I'm pretty excited about this. So, in the course of your shenanigans, you have leveled up.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're now level 7.
So powerful.
B, what happened when you leveled?
If memory serves, I've got Feral Instinct, which means I have advantage on initiative, which also then means I go first every time.
Why does that also mean you go first every time?
Because I get to roll twice and take the highest numbers, so theoretically...
Odds are.
Yeah. It's not an absolute, but I'm going to hope in my head.
Yeah, because you could roll two once.
Yeah.
I also have a +5 on initiatives.
Whoa.
So.
It's going to be a competition.
We're going to battle for who's going to go first.
Yeah.
My initiative is +1.
Yeah, that's okay.
Ooh.
You're not even in the same ballpark.
Not at all. I'm happy for you to go first and like...
Thank you.
Send up some barriers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, narratively, it makes sense that Keela and Maypri would be the ones to run in Ylarius would.
Yeah.
Be like, oh no, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Strategy!
We had a plan!
What plan?
Yeah. Tracy, what did Keela get?
So it's been a while since I actually filled out what I got when I leveled up. So I'm pretty sure the only things that I got was, I mean, a hit point increase. And also I got a new second level spell slot. So I have learned invisibility.
Ooh.
Ooh. That is perfect and totally on brand for Keela.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be used for shenanigans.
Nothing useful. Only shenanigans.
No. Shenanigans only.
Kristen, how about you, Larry?
So the fun thing at level 7 is I get 4th level spells. So I now have a 4th level spell slot. So I grabbed a couple new spells. Should I tell you or...
I mean, I want to know.
Victoria, should I tell? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So earlier on when Ylarius had her special training, I got the spell Wall of Fire, but I didn't have 4th level spells yet. So like I know it, but I wasn't powerful enough to cast it. Now I can cast Wall of Fire. Ooh. I also grabbed Polymorph.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I imagine turning Maypri into a giant ape at some point maybe could be fun. Or like a huge octopus, depending on the setting. Yeah.
Octopi? Yes, please.
Yeah. And then I also...
At some point, you could turn Maypri into like a T-Rex.
Yeah! Yeah, you could be a T-Rex!
What?
I think, yeah. And then Dimension Door. I also grabbed Dimension Door. I felt like that would be helpful. That's a good one. So, only got one of those. But then I also get Spiritual Spellcasting, which sort of gives a bit of a sorcerer flavor to my spirit binding. So you can, if you have spirits bound, but you decide you actually need that spell slot back, you can release the spirits without activating their release effect and get that spell slot back.
Oh.
So you can sort of like shuffle points around a little bit, which is complicated. So that's cool. But
this is why I don't play spellcasters very often. Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't done a ton of the, but also the spirit binding is largely in combat. We don't do a lot of combat. So I feel like I haven't used the spirit binding as much as I should have, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're trying.
We can find narrative ways for it. Why not? We can do that. All right, so you leveled up.
Sure did.
You are in Queen Orphanion's palace.
Sure we are.
Yep. And y'all have decided, fuck the gods.
So tired of gods.
We're going to commit murder.
That is
essentially...
Yeah. Is it murder if it's revenge?
Yes. I think it still is, unfortunately. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, so
survey says yes.
Murder. So you have decided to go in, steal the bagpipes, and get hell out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to steal before we murder.
Yes. You're going to steal, and then you're going to leave.
Then we're going to murder.
And then you're going to go murder.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit of intimidation and then murder. Mm-hmm. We'll work out all the details.
Oh, wow. You're going to do like psychological torture?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Ylarius is 100% behind that.
I don't know if Maypri is capable of that one, but maybe with some guidance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, remember, torture is a veil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
I thought we were just going to be really mean.
That's our first enough torture.
Just say mean things.
Yeah. Those shoes with that shirt. Mm.
Ooh.
This is a noble that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Those things cut deep.
They do.
Okay. Well, friends, this is why this episode has taken such a long time to be made. Because I had to come to terms that my friends, whom I have been playing with for 3 years,
who love you so dearly,
have decided to become murder hobos.
I think that's a stretch.
It is.
This is a very specific premeditated murder.
It is premeditated.
Not the wanton murder of everyone surrounding us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, not murder hobos, just murder. Yes.
Extremely premeditated. Yes, thank you. So, first degree.
Yes. Yes. First degree murders. Yeah, so I've had to come to terms with that and rethink some things. And so here we are. It is the evening. You are in the palace. Whose guest room have you all converged upon?
Didn't we ultimately find Maypree last?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was not in the guest room. That was in the bath.
Oh.
Yeah, which was in the guest room.
Yeah, they're sort of like courtyardy.
I thought they were outdoors.
Right, right.
Well, the guest rooms are kind of outdoors.
Okay.
There's so just like natural pavilions and gazebos and
right
things like that. Yeah.
But I think Maypree's guest room sounds perfect.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are right there.
Okay.
In this lovely hand-drawn map.
It's really nice.
That I have made. Can you tell that those are hedges?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I didn't know until now.
So beautiful. The texture.
Yeah. I put some work into my beautiful, beautiful map.
I love it.
Oh. Yep, those are hedges. So all the walls are made out of
very
hedges.
Very nice.
Okay, so you're in Maypree's room. It is the evening. It is post-dinner. The morning is the big meeting with the queen. You have one night to achieve your mission. What is your plan?
I cast locate object.
Okay, wait. Before we go in, we need to talk. We need to have together a general idea of, maybe not a plan because we don't know where it is, but how we want to approach this. Do we want to, you know, be suave and talk our way in? Do we want to hide? Do we want to punch them and knock them out? I don't know.
I think that these are all three stages of potentially one plan going progressively further wrong.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, okay.
We start sneaky, good. So and then we end the punchy.
Yeah.
We'll start talky, then...
No, first start sneaky, mm-hmm. Okay. Then talky, mm-hmm. Then okay. Punchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sounds good, because I have good news. After my bath, I was feeling very enlightened, and I figured out how to turn two of us invisible.
Hmm.
Hilarious raises her hand.
Yes, I choose you.
I would like to be invisible.
Oh.
If pick me. Yes.
Okay, I can make you invisible. And also, to be honest, Maypree, probably you, because you don't really
I was gonna
in.
Ask. I blend in the least. Look at how tall I am. My head sometimes brushes. There's no ceiling. I get stuck in the bushes sometimes. I don't know if that has to do with my height or just the fact that I really don't blend in.
The horns, too, I think, snarl and...
Everything? Yes. This place is a mess for me. It's really nice, but wow, do I get stuck. I'm like Velcro in here.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to turn the both of you invisible. You're going to follow me, and I'm going to try and sneak. Oh. If I get caught, I'm going to tell them I might even tell them that I'm... I don't know. You know what? We'll figure it out when we get there. Maybe I'll tell them I am looking for the bagpipes. Maybe they'll... just be so amazed by me that they will go with it.
Point of order. How will you know where to go?
You can tap my shoulder, tap it on the left, tell me go left, tap it on the right, to tell me to go right, and tap it in the middle, to tell me go forward.
Okay. So we're going to form a line.
Yes.
Each holding the other's garment from behind so that we do not lose. Or I will hold your garment so that I can direct you.
Yes.
Have some rope.
Will the rope be invisible?
Keela?
I don't know.
It's your invisibility. You don't know every single aspect about it?
I don't think so. I think it just works on you and your clothing.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if you have like a sash.
I do not, but I just have clothes you can pull. It's fine. It works. No, that part of the plan is solid.
Just don't cast invisibility before I cast locate object, or else it will disturb the invisibility.
Right. Well, we'll cast everything before we leave the room. So
yes. Okay.
We can do that. One more point of order I was hoping to discuss before we go out on this this mission. I'm not good at this sort of stuff, but let me try anyways. If at any point in this mission, either of you are in danger, I would not feel good if either of you were to get hurt trying to save my thing. I would rather the bagpipes go into the wrong hands and there is a war started than have you get hurt trying to get my thing. So if anything goes wrong, take care of yourselves first. I need you to promise me that. And if we have to rendezvous somewhere, we will meet back here. But please promise me you will not put yourselves in danger just for my bagpipes.
I think Maypri will smile really, really big. Ha! You know I can't promise you that. You are our friend, and we're going to do what we can to support you in this. Don't make that face, Keela. We're here to help you, and we'll do whatever it takes.
I know you are, and I appreciate it, but my mistakes have gotten people that I care about hurt before, and I don't want that to happen again.
I don't go down that easy.
Keela, the troublesome thing about friends is that you really have no say over how they make their own choices or what they do.
It's true, but at least if you promise me, even if you're lying to me, I can sleep a little better at night at the end of this.
I will not lie to you.
I promise.
Thanks, Hilarious. Maypri, I'll just... You know what? You're tough. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yes.
And if you're not, I will haunt you.
I mean, that's okay. But if I'm not okay, then I will do the haunting. But it'll be like a really friendly haunting. I'll just hang out with you, you know, spend some time with you when you're bored. Leave you alone when you want some time alone.
Okay. 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 Now that that awkwardness is out of the way, are you all ready to commit some thievery?
Are we leaving Gularius Jr. here?
What?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to bring her for the mission.
Oh, shoot.
I feel like she's not very sneaky.
I mean, but the armor isn't very
quiet. We don't
know
if we're going to be able to come back for her. If you cast invisibility on me, does Yolaris Jr. become invisible?
I mean, I suppose there's only one way to find out. But can you maybe have some words with her and ask her to make sure she knows what's going to happen and to ask her to, you know, be quiet?
I'm going to have a stern conversation with Yolaris Jr. to inform her that she must at all costs be extremely quiet.
Yes. Even if she doesn't see you. Because you're invisible.
Mm-hmm. But she may also be invisible, so she must also be quiet if she cannot see herself.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, what does that talk to Yolaris Jr.'s like? Because if you're going to do it, you got to do it now.
Yeah.
Well, it's very much like that. Yolaris Jr., I need you to listen to me. This is an important business we are about to go out on, and it is imperative that you remain silent for the duration. I know that your new armor is very shiny and kind of clanky, and that that delights you. However, you must remain motionless, no clanking, until larger cacophony erupts. You must not be the first cacophony. Do you understand? Excellent. Also there, Keela has learned some new tricks. One or more of us may become invisible, which means you may not be able to see me, Keela, Maypri, or perhaps even yourself. Do not be alarmed. Remain calm and remain silent. Do you understand? That's an excellent goat. Let us be off.
Okay. Check that off a list of things you never thought you'd ever do in your life.
Stern goat parenting.
Oh, the best.
All right, so now what?
And now I cast locate object to locate Keela's magical bagpipes. I can sense the direction of them if they are within 1,000 feet of me.
Okay, are you both ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. I gently tap Maypri's shoulder.
Wait, we haven't said where it is yet.
Oh, I wasn't sure if we were going to kind of figure out as we go.
No, I know where it is.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah, but I want to know exactly what this spell looks like. How does it feel? What does Yulari's do?
So I think I'm going to use my exciting new feather, that I've picked up, and sort of, mutter the incantation under my breath and sort of hold the feather out in an open palm. And I think it kind of acts as a divining rod where it sort of just tugs the feather, in the direction towards, the object. And so the feather starts to act as a compass.
Okay.
With a little tug.
So that occurs. Yulari's is holding this feather. Now you can do your thing.
Okay. So I start with Maypri. I put my hand on her shoulder, and with an incantation, the invisibility sort of, it starts where I'm touching and then kind of works its way down her arm, down her chest, down her torso, legs, head, and Maypri is gone.
Oh, this is really cool. Can you see me? I can not see me. Can you see me?
And she is going to be doing jumping jacks.
Nope, I can't see you at all.
So cool.
Yulari's, hold on tight to Yulari's Jr. And let's hope for the best.
Tuck her under my cloak. Hopefully, so if she's not invisible.
You don't have a goat Bjorn?
Oh, I absolutely have a goat Bjorn, but I'm going to tuck the cloak over top too, so her little goat head is also covered.
All right.
And with a similar motion, I put my hand on Yulari's shoulder and watch the invisibility start to spread starting from there.
Get a peek under my cloak. Is Yulari Studio invisible?
Nope.
Didn't think so. But is she invisible if my cloak is over top of her?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to secure that cloak tightly. But first I will do the floating goat demonstration.
Oh.
For Maypri and Keela.
So are we going to watch you pull the cloak and then she disappears and then she reappears?
Yeah, and it's just a little goat, and you can't see the Bjorn, I'm assuming, either. So no. It's just little goat head and legs sticking out of nothing.
So cute.
But armored goat head and legs.
So cute.
Yeah. Tie the cloak tightly over top of her and grab onto Keela's belt or whatever so that I can steer.
Sounds good. Are you three... Are you three ready? I mean, I don't know for sure. This invisibility won't last forever, so...
Neither will locate object. Let's get going.
Ready.
Let's move. All right.
Hello everyone, it's Tracy here, here to introduce our sponsors, Roll20. A lot of us are playing our games from home right now, and if you are, Roll20 is the perfect tool to help bring your online games to life. It's a virtual tabletop that runs from your web browser, and it supports hundreds of systems and rules. I recently used it on stream to run Escape from Dino Island, and it was the perfect assistant for that game because of the custom maps that you're able to use and the tokens that were so helpful in really bringing that game to life. If you want to play Escape from Dino Island or any other tabletop game, you can go right now to roll20.net/start/broadsquad to make your free roll20.net account.
Last year at Gen Con, I bought two sets of beautiful dice from Metallic Dice Games. So I was absolutely thrilled when they contacted us and said, hey, do you want to be an affiliate? And I was like, yes, because you have beautiful dice. So they have gemstone dice, metal dice, plastic dice, and they have padded dice trays and premium dice bags as well. And I am a big fan of the Unicorn dice line because they are gorgeous. I have two sets and I play with them all the time. I get compliments on them constantly. So yeah, go check out metallicdicegames.com and you can use the promo code BROADSQUAD to get 10% off all orders. So yeah, that's BROADSQUAD promo code at metallicdicegames.com. Please go check them out. All right, so you begin to walk slowly out the room. May I please have stealth checks
yes.
from all of you? But you are invisible. For those of you who are invisible, you can have advantage.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness.
I rolled a 9.
Oh no, Keela!
My first roll of the game and I rolled a 2.
Keela!
And you have +7.
I do.
Actually, to your stealth.
So horrible. I mean, I rolled a 19.
21.
Yeah, 21. That's excellent. All right, so the two invisible people and... Oh, I'm going to roll for the goat.
Oh, oh no.
She got, like, extra advantage because she's under a cloak?
No, she gets 1d20.
I tried.
But she's so small. And she
rolled a 3.
Galeris Jr., what did we talk about?
Okay, so what I think happens here is Eulerius Jr. is in the baby Bjorn and wants to be such a good little goat.
Oh, no.
But the thing is the way they're, like, sitting in the Bjorn, it's making the armor chafe.
Oh.
And it's really uncomfortable. And I think what happens is there's a little...
Baby. Oh no.
And does that frighten you at all with a 9? Maybe I'm thinking, I can suggest that maybe you were startled by the little bet. And that's why you...
Yeah, I think I am. I think I was, you know, I'm just, because I can be seen, but I'm trying to be sneaky, that I my senses are a little bit, I guess, heightened at the moment, so I don't expect to hear it, so I jump when I hear that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it is right okay. near you, because I am right behind you.
Yes.
Steering your belt.
All right, so that means, let me roll some perception.
Oh, that's 2d20. Okay.
Oh, like, yeah, it's 2d20.
I mean, still, they perceiving.
They be yeah. perceiving.
Yeah, that's 2 15s. So they see that and they look over and they see you, Keela. Keela, what are you wearing right now?
The thing is that I dressed not planning that we were going to be going back to our rooms, so I'm wearing my more normal, you know, light armor garb.
Okay. and they see you. You are just leaving your room. Actually, your friend's room. Mm-hmm. So the guards, actually, at this point, they see you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just give you a nod.
Did they hear Yularis Jr.?
They did, but upon seeing you, they just thought maybe it came from you.
Yeah, I kind of like make a very quiet like bah noise to try and make it sound like maybe I was, you know, it was
clearing
me.
Your throat or something.
Yeah, bah. Bah, bah. And I wave at the guards back and make my way past them like this is totally normal.
Okay. There we go. And you are led to the right. So you step out of your room and you feel that tug, Yularis, to the right.
Is it going like towards the grand hall or like up towards this way?
It's turning down the right of the corridor.
Okay, so in that direction?
In this direction that I'm pinging.
Okay, so I will continue to follow it to the next intersection of of the hallways.
And you get up to this intersection, and it tugs you right again.
Okay. Yeah, I'll sort of pull on the right side of Keela's belt, kind of like guiding her as if they were horse reins.
Yes, precisely.
Okay, now I would like everyone to give me stealth rolls again.
Hooray.
We are still advantageous due to our...
Yep.
Nice.
To your invisibility.
Another 19.
Oops.
And a 1, but a 19.
Ignore the bottom one. I just... like.
Yeah, 17.
Quad
I got clicked. An 18, so that's better.
Yeah, we did. And a 7 from... Okay, let me roll my...
Goat roll? Oh.
Oh, I rolled a natural 20 and a 14.
Oh, Yularis Jr. learns. She's very sneaky now.
No, unfortunately she's not.
Oh, that was the 7?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I thought that was the goat.
I thought it was the goat roll, too, until I saw the 2 rolls.
No.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
But no, these 2 rolls are for guards.
I really thought that armor fit better.
Well, I'm sure it fits, but you're not supposed to be sitting in a goat bjorn while wearing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the armorer intended for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. So there is a shift, I think. The Yularis Jr. shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't make a sound, but she moves your cloak.
One little hoof.
Yep, that shows out. Now, I am going to give you a chance to react to this. How do you want to defuse this situation? Because right now there are 2 guards that are going, what? But it's all silent in their heads. It's that split second. It's when they see it and they are about to think, what is that?
I immediately turn my back so that like her little hoof will disappear to them and sort of like poke Keela.
Okay. Then I would like a stealth roll from you, please.
Okay. 16.
Okay. Yeah. That you do. You do that.
I do that.
And you. They're like, what? That was weird. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw it. Oh. Must have been one of those birds again.
Birds are a problem.
Did the guards see me?
Nope.
Okay.
Just poor.
So
little.
How did you, because you're not invisible.
Yeah.
How did you stay out of their line of sight?
So we're in the grand hall right now, right?
Nearby. They are in the grand hall.
Mm-hmm.
And you are approaching it.
Okay. I think because of the time of day, since it's kind of getting evening, getting into night, that the halls, would they be torch lit? I mean, it's hedges, so that seems a little dangerous.
Yeah, no, they're not torches. There are, like, pedestals around with magical lights that sparkle.
Okay. Because it's evening, kind of lapsing into night and the sky's getting dark, I was able to kind of go between two of those sources of magical light and kind of stick to the shadows leaning against the hedge.
Okay. And all right. Yep. And the guards weren't really expecting that. They're in the middle of the palace. There are defenses and everything on the outside. There hasn't been an alarm. They don't know. Okay. So you continue. You are now in the Grand Hall. And this feather starts pulling you across it. Straight okay. across. It doesn't care about
yeah.
furniture. It's just pulling you along.
I'm going to try and like steer Keela like around the outside of the Grand Hall, though. I don't want her walking right through the middle. So I will start like tugging around so that she sort of follows the outside edge of the Grand Hall, sticking to the hedge edge.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but I make a mental note that I think I could have figured that out on my own. Thank you.
Oh, I can't talk. I don't have any way to confirm.
It's a mental note. I don't say anything to you. No,
I make a mental note to be upset at your mental note.
Well, you could message that.
I mean, I could, but I won't. That seems a little petty right now. However, I do think that maybe... if I can find a little bit more shadowy corner, I do want to send a quick message to Yalaris. Like, is Yalaris Jr. okay? Should she walk up here with me?
Oh, that's an idea that we didn't think of. I mean, is there anyone around? Because I'm worried about, like, speaking.
Oh, yeah, there are people everywhere.
I'm not going to respond to your message.
Okay, well, at least
it's the Grand Hall, yeah. So yeah.
You can think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. You're having your little pep talk. You're off in a corner. You're through messaging.
Yeah.
Pep talk. You're off in a corner. I'll say you're about here. Now, I would like another stealth roll. This time you are not at advantage, mainly because there are so many people here. So you are going to have to weave your way through these people.
Oh, Maypri. I got a 17.
I got a 15.
And we got a 3 with Maypri.
Remember when I told you about I get stuck in the hedges and it's kind of like Velcro to me? Yeah. I got stuck. When you see part of the hedges shaking, it's really hard not to miss.
Okay, and you rolled a natural 1 on this, mm-hmm. too. I mean, your modifier is +2, so you got a 3, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah, the whole hedge. I've fallen into the hedge, basically. At first, it stuck. Part of my hair started to stick, and then, like, when I tilted my head, my horn got caught in some of the hedges. And then when I lifted my arm to start to detach myself, my clothing started to get caught in the hedges. And then I just tripped and fell into them.
And I also think because you were holding on to Yalaris and you suddenly got caught and you pull on Yalaris. So now Yalaris is being pulled back. Yalaris is holding on to Keela. So Keela is also pulled back. Can I please have some dexterity saving throws from both of you?
I would never qualify myself as very dexterous.
Sorry, you said both of you. Do you want them from Maypri and Yalaris?
Sorry, okay. All three of you.
14.
15.
21.
Hey!
Yay! Okay, well, the DC was 12, so y'all made it. How do you save this?
I think what I do is... I need to make it seem like we're people know something is going on, so I want to disguise the fact that there's three of us and a goat. So I throw myself into the hedges, very dramatically start flailing in the hedges, getting stuck, like, oh my gosh, my cloak got stuck. Oh, and my goat, because I assume at this point that Eulari's is out. I tripped over my goat, and oh my gosh, what a disaster. I was just trying to take her to the bathroom, and I got lost, and...
Okay, can I please have performance or deception? Which, you know, it's deception.
I feel like it's at that deception. Point, as Keela's doing her performance, I'm going to, like, start unbuckling Eulari's Jr. from her baby Bjorn now that attention has been drawn to the existence of a goat.
And I would like to say, I think I'm putting on a performance here. I mean, yeah. I'm trying to really put on the show that I was stuck, that it was all me. I'm being very dramatic in performance.
Okay.
Keela!
I rolled a natural 1 plus 7.
Can I roll a performance check for Eulari's Jr.?
Ha! Sure, but there's no modifiers.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a 9.
Nah.
Okay, so... this is what people see. People see this elven woman launch herself into a hatch, start making a scene, talking about a goat, and there's no goat there. And then suddenly, this goat falls out of nothing onto the floor, clanking like heck. And like, they can see this part of the cloak, but this goat falls out of, even though that everything's invisible. I am going to say, because invisibility is concentration.
Yeah.
I'm not certain. I think it is.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure it is. Concentrate for 1 hour. Yeah, at this point your concentration's broken.
Oh no.
So that is what they're seeing. This goat comes out, and there's the three of you looking, I'm assuming, pretty sheepish.
I prefer goatish.
Aha.
Yep.
And there's about probably 15 people.
Ta-da!
All looking at
Ta-da!
You.
I think this act needs work, Keela. It has promise, but honestly was quite awkward in execution. The dramatic reveal was lackluster. Your performance captivated our audience here, but I don't think with awe, more with pity. I really think this one needs to go back to the drawing board.
Okay, that is deception. Oh, yeah.
Sure is.
Can I give Eulari's advantage in this situation by kind of agreeing with her, like, yes, yes.
Do a bardic
Yeah, and maybe... me? Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we have some bardic inspiration.
What's your inspiration dice at this point?
It's a 1d8.
Okay. I'm just adding it. I'm not... I'm gonna need this shit. Okay. Okay, I rolled a 16 and a 5, plus my modifier is 2, so that's 18 plus 5, so
23. That's an excellent roll.
Very convincing.
I'm very condescending in my, like, the condescension is really, has that ring of authenticity, I think.
And I'm very sheepish.
Goatish.
I'm very goatish.
Yeah, so people now were at first quite confused. And then that happens, and there is a ripple of laughter throughout the room. And then everyone kind of just starts to return back to what they were doing. And there's some side looks at you and some chuckles.
Well, back to the drawing board, and I'll brandish my feather as if it's a pen.
Yes, back to the drawing board. We have many notes to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll keep leading them on.
All right.
Great.
Well, good for you that that's what you said, because you continue on past them. The guards kind of let you by. They're giving you some suspicious glances. And that feather pulls you into a doorway.
Okay. Is it barred at all? Is there a door? Is there a lock?
Nope.
Cool. Let's slip on in.
Yeah.
Sneakily. Well,
okay, you want to sneak in?
Yes.
Okay, that is some stealth checks. This is going to be disadvantage.
didn't need the disadvantage. I rolled a 2.
10 or 10?
Oh, did you roll a natural 20? Oh, Vapri.
But we gotta take the 10.
Yep. The reason being is the room is full of people.
Oh, good. Lovely.
There are the bagpipes. They are on a table. There are 4 guards who are standing at each corner of the table. And there is Queen Urfania. And some aides. This is the offices of Queen Urfania.
And they've seen all of us, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you just walk in, thinking you're being all stealthy, and you hear... Hello.
Hello, Queen Urfania. I do apologize. I didn't want to impose on you, and I hope that you understand... But it's been so long since I've seen my bagpipes, and it's... Well, I had to see them for myself.
They are hers, after all.
Indeed. And you are the only person. Would you like to play them?
Could I?
You are in my court. Inspire my people.
It would bring me great honor to play these bagpipes in your court.
Okay, roll deception for me, please.
Okay. 23. I guess I'm not very good at performing tonight, but I am a little deceitful.
Well, this is a lot easier than anticipated. Please. And she steps to the side. Yalarius, can I... what's your passive perception?
Ooh. 11. I'm not the wisest person.
So yeah, she steps aside in a swirl of skirts.
Okay, with more than a bit of trepidation, I begin to approach the table where my bagpipes are perched. And I give a quick glance back at Ylaris and Maypri to indicate that I want them to follow me.
Mm-hmm. I will follow her.
Absolutely.
And slowly and tenderly, I pick up my bagpipes.
There's almost like a collective breath in the room. You can see the queen. She is, her jaw's moving, you know, like she's tense.
So in one hand, I hold on to the bagpipes, and as I hold on to them, I feel a bit of grief, a whole lot of longing, and a little bit of mischief. So with one hand, I hold on to the bagpipes, and with the other hand, I reach out for... Who would be nearer to me, Maypri or Yularis?
I mean, I've been holding onto your belt this whole time.
That's true.
Even after we weren't invisible?
Yeah, good question.
That's a... Yeah, no, I guess not. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know.
I wouldn't stop you, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I think
I don't know, maybe... I feel like we might flank you on either
side.
We're
both pretty close.
Okay. So, in that case, I'm going to kind of cradle the bagpipes in my elbow. So, with one hand, I reach out for Yularis, and then I say, Queen Orphania, it really has been an honor being in your court. And while holding the bagpipes in my elbow, I reach my other hand out for Yularis, and with my thumb, I twist my teleportation ring and think of our home and sigil.
I scoop up Yularis Jr.
That's what I was hoping that it would be implied. You're hoping you were holding Yularis Jr. in the other hand.
And you feel that warmth, that radiation. And you, everything around you begins to swirl and turn, like start to dissolve. And you hear, "No!" And you feel a blast of heat come at you, because she, when her jaw was moving, was actually casting some spells.
Sneaky.
Getting them ready.
Oh, that's what I couldn't see.
Terrible. Couldn't see her fingers moving in her skirts. The swirl of skirts was to mask her fingers moving.
Yeah.
So she was preparing that spell. Cone of fire. Is that even a spell? The fire cone.
Yeah,
fire.
I think so.
There's cone of cold.
So there must be cone of fire.
Well, there is now. I made it up. It doesn't exist.
Homebrew.
It does not exist.
Cone of fire exists now. So she was getting that ready. And you feel that heat, but it doesn't physically get you because you're gone. It's done. I can't believe it's done. Our next episode will be up on the 27th. That is next Saturday. And that will be our Q&A episode. So please get those questions to us ASAP. We're recording tomorrow evening. That's Tuesday the 16th. So get them in before then. Then after that, we have our season 3 premiere, which is July 4th with Patrick Rothfuss and Tiffany Alvord of North by North Quest. We're super excited to have both of them, and we will see you next time. We have new patrons. We have Lindsay Nevelainen. Thank you. Mundangerous. Thank you. Jane Higginson. Thank you. And Viv A.
Thank you so much, everyone. Your contributions really help us make this show be better. And it allows us to license music. It allows us to license art. It allows us to license the Adobe Suite so that we can use it for editing and make content for our Twitch channel. Thank you so much. We have one new review from Valorlance. Everything you need. I love the characters, I love the world building, and I love the players' chemistry. Isn't that everything you need for a killer D&D show? This is an excellent podcast, and I really recommend it to anyone looking for fresh voices and a fresh perspective. Well, thank you so much, Valorlance. That is very, very kind of you. So everyone, please, if you haven't left a review, we would love to read it online. It also helps people find us. So thank you for everyone who has. We have breached the 200 review mark on iTunes, which is remarkable. So thank you. Thank you. Can we get it up to 250? Let's see. The Broadswords are proud members of the One Shot Podcast Network.
And there we go!
Nice.
We did the thing!
You did the thing.
You did the thing, and it went so wrong.
Didn't it? I mean, every step worked, of the way. But it didn't work. Like, yeah, every single thing we tried to do was just nope.
I forgot about your teleportation ring, and I was like, am I going to have to dimension door? Like, Keela and the bagpipes out, but leave Maypree? Like, I can't do that. Like, what the hell are we going to do? How are we going to do this? Thank God you have that ring.
Yes.
If we didn't, I would have no plan.
Huh. Yeah.
Run!
Look over there!
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. To the season 2 premiere, and we will start again.
The season 2 finale?
Season 2 finale.
Yeah, I said premiere, didn't I?
Time is a circle.
And you're just thinking about season 3 now. Mm-hmm. The season 2 is officially over. Your mind is on season 3.
Yes, it is. And I'm thinking about the premiere.
Yeah.
And y'all.
Yeah.
We have someone.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to be recording with us for the season 3.
Oh, you don't
premiere.
Say.
Who is it?
Oh,
I can't even ask. I know. I'm so excited.
I know too.
I can't pretend.
It's just acting.
I can't. I'm so excited.
It's acting. All right. We have Patrick Rothfuss.
Yes.
So cool.
I'm so excited to have him at our virtual table.
That's gonna be so
fun. Yay. Yeah, so that'll be fun. We are also going to be doing a question and answer episode. So please ask us questions. You can ask us questions in our Facebook group. You can ask us questions on Twitter at The Broadswords. Heck, even Instagram at The Broadswords. Mm-hmm. Or you can email at us at the, well, you can email us using the email address of The Broads at TheBroadswords.com.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're in our Discord group.
Yeah, if you're in our Discord server, come on by and ask us a question. If you're a patron, ask a question there. There are multiple ways that you can ask us questions. Mm-hmm. We want to hear them. We want to answer them.
Telekinesis? Is that the one? If you can actually...
Oh, no, that's the one that moves things.
The one if you want to, like, you send message, but, like, the...
Why can't I think of it now?
Telepathy.
Yes, thank you. Telepathy.
Yep,
carrier pigeon.
Also cast, yep, you can cast message.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pigeon works.
Or sending if you're at a further distance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Use message paper.
You could, you know, write the question, fold the piece of paper up into an airplane, try to throw it to us.
Yeah. Message can't in a bottle. Ooh. Throw something in the ocean.
I was going to say, attach
plastic.
It to a
don't
balloon.
Put plastic in the ocean.
Please don't put plastic in the ocean.
No,
make it like a biodegradable
container.
And sending balloons up into the
balloons
sky.
Balloons is honestly terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should blast like a convertible sports car into space to
Why?
With your question.
Yeah, with your question on the windshield.
Yes.
If Elon Musk wants to ask us a question.
That is the only way in which we will answer.
Yeah, that's the only way we're going to answer a question from Elon Musk. Sorry, Elon.
Yes. So, yes, please ask us questions and we will answer them. All right, folks. We're going to go now.
All right.
We're going to process the fact that we just completed this season has been over a year long.
Yeah.
Wow. So we went on a lot of adventures this season.
We have. Yes, you have.
A lot of cool people.
Wow.
Yeah. Made some good friends. Lost a lot. Lots of boat travel.
Everything.
Yeah. If I never see another boat in Dungeons and Dragons, it'll be too soon.
I know so many boat words like gunnel, gunnel,
mostly gunnel.
Mostly gunnel.
Yeah, gunnel. And cockboat, because you all accept
poop deck. Mm-hmm. These are all words in which I need another time to use. So hit me up for your boat campaigns.
Don't hit me up for your boat campaigns.
All right, folks. Thank you so much and have a great day. Stay safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Cottages by Kevin MacLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io. From Soundstripe, the following songs were used. By Third Age Instrumental, Morning in Belfast. By Cast of Characters, Mortimer McCarthy's Dream. By Dresden the Flamingo, Palermo con Amor, Table of Manners, A Real Go-Getter, and Imaginary Friend. By Caleb Etheridge, Finnegan's Lament. Cody Martin, Heart of Ireland. And Chelsea McGow, The True Path.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.